Talking today with Dr. Jody Campeachy, of course, Assistant Professor, Extension Economist, Oklahoma State University. Jody, I know that you've done some work on what's going on here in 2011 with the ACRE program. You and Dr. Dix were instrumental in trying to help us figure out exactly what was going on a couple of years ago when ACRE first appeared, and there was a tremendous opportunity for Oklahoma wheat producers. What about this 2011 situation? Does it look like there may be a payout available under ACRE?
Yes, for 2011, there is a possibility of a payout. We have a little bit different situation than we had in 2009. In 2009, we had low prices and low yields, and you know, we were pretty certain at this time that there was going to be a high payout. At this point for 2011, the yield forecast for the state is pretty low. It's between about 20.5 to 22 bushels per acre, and I think it could even come in lower than this. Because we've had some more weather issues happen after these forecasts. But with that said, the 2011 marketing year price that is used in this calculation, we're not even into the 2011 crop year yet, but this price is going to be much higher than it was in 2009. Right now, the USDA is forecasting it between about 680 to 820 per acre. So we have a little bit different situation, much higher price, but even with that, there's still a possibility of an ACRE payment.
As we think about those that you know, obviously are going to have a half a crop or no crop at all, how does the ACRE program pay into or play into their planning process at this moment?
So at this moment, if they have no crop or pretty much, you know, half of one, it is quite likely that they would hit the farm trigger. So obviously for ACRE to pay off, we have to have the farm trigger met and the state trigger met. However, even if they have no crop, if the state trigger isn't met, they wouldn't get an ACRE payment. But if they're trying to make a decision right now, based on some numbers that I've ran, it's looking like it is somewhat possible that there may be at least maybe a $4 or $5 ACRE payment. And for a producer who gets into ACRE for 2011, what they're going to give up is that 20% of their direct payment for 2011 and then 2012 as well, because once they get in, they're in it for the remainder of the farm bill. So just for an example, a wheat producer average direct payment would be about $15 per acre, so that 20% loss would be about $3 per acre. So we add that for 2011, 2012. About a $6 per acre loss if we assume no ACRE payment in 2012. So their decision right now is, do they want to risk giving up, you know, about $5 to $6 per acre for the potential to receive maybe $5 per acre in ACRE payments? Or if that yield goes down below 20.5, the ACRE payment could be much higher. I mean, we could go up to $20, $30, $40 per acre.
You know, at this point, when we start thinking about some of these triggers, one thing that we're going to see a lot of this year, obviously, is abandonment. And anytime you abandon acres, you're actually probably ending up raising the average yield somewhat of the acres that are actually harvested. Does that actually figure against us when we start trying to figure acre?
You know, the abandonment percentage, it does go into the calculation. It does go into the calculation for the state wheat yield, so that could play a part. But again, at this point, with that state yield, again, the average, you know, right now 20.5 to 22, I think we could go either way. I guess there's a chance it could be a little higher, but I would doubt that. I would err more on the side of maybe it being a little lower.
Now, for the folks that did sign up in 2009, took advantage of that historic payment that was very substantial under ACRE, they are in the ACRE program already, right?
Yes. This will only apply to producers who did not get in for the 2009 and 2010 crop year. And for the 2010 crop year, obviously we haven't had ACRE payments for that crop year yet, but it doesn't look like there's going to be much of an ACRE payment for any crops in 2010.
So obviously, if they, I know the numbers that worked out such that we really had paid, ACRE paid for itself all the way across the board pretty much in 2009. If we get an ACRE payment here for the 2011 crop, it's just kind of adding to the good decision making from that particular crop year, right?
Yes, definitely, for those that got in 2011. Now the issue is, you know, is it going to pay off for those who didn't get in 2009 and now are thinking about getting in 2011? And from, you know, what it's looking like is, you know, if there ends up not being an acre payment, yeah, producers can lose a little bit. But again, it's only 20% of that direct payment if they decide to get in. And at this point, if that yield comes out a little lower and our price doesn't go up as high to the high end of what they're expecting, which is, you know, $8.20 per bushel, if we stay more around in the, you know, $7 range, they should definitely make up what they lose in direct payments, and they may get even more than that.
At this point, what is the timeline as far as when we'll start knowing these numbers with a little more certainty?
Well, as far as the price, we're not even into the 2011-2012 marketing year yet, so that won't be determined until next year. Probably in, you know, getting into August, we'll have a little bit more of an idea because of wheat being harvested in, you know, June, July, and August. We'll have a little bit more of an idea what that price may look like, but it will be, you know, May, June of next year before that price is actually final. As for the state yields, those numbers, again, they'll get updated in the next few months, but before the June 1st deadline, it's not likely that we're going to have much of an update on either of these numbers. So again, acre is a risk if you want to get in it.
Thank you, Jody. Dr. Jody Campeche, Assistant Professor, Extension Economist with Oklahoma State University, talking about the prospects for an acre payment on this 2011 crop. It'll be quite a few months before we start really getting a little more clarity about that, but it looks like right now 2011 could be another year where we could see at least something as far as an acre payment is concerned in this current farm bill scenario. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.